A world, a world full of multiple possibilities. A world where tangents and tunnels take you to a level you cannot comprehend until you turn off your thoughts and close your eyes. You are now in the dark.
Remember to click the test box thingy.
Why test?
Why?
Yeah.
Just to test the stream.
Yeah.
Not testing, we're on now.
Oh. Hello.
Alright, I'm going to mute Skype to check if the stream's working then.
I'm going to check if the stream is working as well.
Okay.
Alright. Okay. Well,
alright, I can hear the echo.
Yeah, it's all working.
So you can hear us all?
Yeah.
I can hear us all.
Okay, so we're on live now. Okay, let's just send the link out.
Yeah.
Hello, by the way, on the afterwards...
The afterwards? What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the afterwards, when everyone can listen to it back again.
Oh, yeah, I mean the listen again, the on-demand.
Yeah.
The on-demand version.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is the In The Dark podcast. Are we starting now?
I think, yep. Well, we've started already.
Yes,
yeah, hello, this is the In The Dark. Yeah, hello, this is the In The Dark podcast with me, Roman Smith.
Johnny Robinson!
With me, Gavin Lederfeld. Oh, sorry. Yeah, with Johnny Robinson and with me.
But as you can tell, this podcast is basically chaos incarnated. We talk about random junk, and we'll be broadcasting for about an hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, do enjoy.
So that yeah, you have to enjoy it. It will come over and kill you.
It's mandatory. It's mandatory, I'm afraid.
Kill you to death.
So, how have been your?
Yeah, it was alright. I'm on holiday in the Netherlands at the moment.
Back in your native country.
Back in my, yes, exactly. It felt a bit weird, actually. Every time I arrive at Amsterdam Airport, Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, it feels like I'm not living here anymore. But it feels different as well. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I suppose it's a little bit different, but it's like when I go to Swindon.
Yeah.
Like I go there and go. Fuck, am I glad to get the fuck away.
Well, Swindon?
Yeah.
I don't know, it can be that bad, can it?
Yeah, it's that bad.
I don't really think the same thing about Gloucester, though.
Do you love it?
Oh.
I complain about it a lot, but I do love the place.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. So it's your shithole.
Yeah, it's my exactly, you know.
You're allowed to insult it, but no one else is.
Exactly, you've got it in one. That's exactly what it is.
That's like having a sister, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can insult your sister as much as you want, but someone else insults her. It's like, yeah, fuck you. Go over and fucking whip them with trees and throw them in a mud puddle.
Right, thank you for that.
I did that before.
Okay, let's get this party started. Okay, so lads, I think
let's get it started.
Yeah, I kind of guessed that. So guys, I take it by the fact that we are still here.
Exactly.
This Mayan calendar shit is bullshit.
Yeah, oh, isn't it? Swapped it for a One Direction calendar.
I was just thinking, isn't it the 22nd in Asia already, or is that? Is it around 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I think you are right.
Mm.
So that means that part of the world survived the 21st of December 2012.
Yep, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah. I see my friend today and I couldn't.
I was thinking as well, I'm in a GMT plus one zone at the moment.
Yeah.
Does that mean if the world was going to end today, that you guys lived... an hour longer than
yeah.
I don't think it's one of those things where time, you know, matters. I think it's kind of one of those things that, like, oh, they're dead. Oh, well, we're an hour ahead, so I've got an extra an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. If time didn't matter, then calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good reason. That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. You see, the whole thing is just bullshit when you really think about it. 2 seconds. And of course, it's... Yeah, do continue.
So I was going to say something like surely if a because it's the calendar's running out, basically. The calendar's finished today, ends today.
Yep. Yeah, it's the end of the second calendar, if I'm correct, or the third one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, surely when you've got the Arsenal calendar up on the wall... you know, December 31st, that one's run out. Let's get another one.
Oh, you remind me so much of Carl now.
No, don't say that. It's ruining it. No,
no, it's a compliment, Johnny.
Okay, thank you. Well, no, I don't get. Surely, if you've got a calendar, it runs out. Calendars run out all the time. It's time to put the pug one up.
But yeah, I was just thinking as well. How would you say what time it is then? If there's no time whatsoever, no time or calendar.
The sun's middle. The sun,
yeah, when
sun's sun, directly when up.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that not how they used to do it?
Yeah, sort of. It's based upon the stars.
Yeah, right. That's it, yeah. Stars and the, yeah.
Sky. Yeah, that's my understanding of it.
Did you see my status that I left earlier?
No, I haven't. Can you please read it out for those of us who are listening?
Fuck, what's that in the sky? It's Sky, you fucking idiots. The world's not ending.
Thank you.
There's actually... Is that three... Us three listening plus one extra listener? There's four... Oh, there's no people... Oh, there's two people listening now. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was just having a look.
Don't mind that. Get on with the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
This is basically what it's like constantly for me. Trying to keep
these... You're the intellectual.
Oh, yeah,
and smart and bright.
Nobody
person.
Else matters.
Pretty much. Now, be honest, I think probably the best person who had a tweet about the whole Mayan apocalypse thing was Salman Rushdie.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, what did he do then? What did he tweet?
I'll just read out for you now. Okay, Salman Rushdie tweeted, "Oh, well, if the world doesn't end tonight, it's not the end of the world."
That's the other thing as well. Is it 11:11 in the morning or 11:11 at night?
11 in the morning.
Because
fuck, I've got the wrong batteries. Sorry. I've got the wrong
batteries. What for?
From Zoom recorder. Sorry, carry on. You was on intellectual shit.
Yeah. Okay. You continue. Yeah, because I'm not quite sure where the fuck we were.
You said something about Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
He tweeted, "Oh well, if the world doesn't end tonight, it's not the end of the world." If you want to know, by the way, Salman Rushdie is the author of Satanic Verses and many other books. For those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who might be a bit...
No, it's just... No, it's okay. It's just it's... Not many people do know him for some reason.
I've heard of him,
yeah.
We should do, because... He was the guy who had to go and hide in after the fatwa was placed on him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy that's... He lives in... doesn't he live in England?
Salman Rushdie?
Yeah.
I think he lives between... I think he sort of travels between New York and England these days.
Does nobody know where he is, so they can't get him?
No, the fatwa has been lifted.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure? Yeah?
To my best of my knowledge, it has been.
Okay. Well, yeah, good for him then.
Well, yeah, good for him. He had to go to protected custody for 10 years.
That's but anyway, fun.
Yeah, it's not. Anyway, this is not the Salman Rushdie podcast.
Oh.
No. Although, oh, I've got Christmas calendar left.
Oh,
what's
cool.
What's the date today?
It's the...
It's the 21st of December.
What we've just been talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll lift the door that I've marked on last one. Which isn't now, so that's good. And that means I've got the 20th to eat as well.
Okay, this makes fit radio right now.
Well, yeah, I'm going to eat some chocolate as well, then.
I'm opening the door that says number 21 on my... Which is blue. And
does it make a squeaky noise then as well?
Homer Simpson. Let's open the door. And now let's... and now let's take the chocolate out. There we go. And now I'm going to... put the brown, lovely snowman-shaped chocolate into my big mouth.
That's beautiful imagery, my friend. That is
does it have a doorbell as well, then?
No, I ate that the other day.
Jesus Christ.
On the 13th. Okay, number 20 that I didn't eat yesterday. This is it opening again. Okay, and oh, it's a square.
Hello.
This time.
Sure.
Oh, it's the postman. No, okay, so I'm gonna pop the chocolate out. I've opened the blue door again, and this nice little brown square chocolate is inside, and I'm just gradually evacuating it from its square.
Evacuating?
Yeah.
It has to run away from it, because it's so careful.
The lovely brown chocolate is a parcel which has gone into my big, fat, flabby mouth.
Are you sure that's chocolate?
I
hate to be that person, but are you sure it's chocolate?
Yeah, my housemates have gone, so.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, because usually they put it in the calendar, don't they?
Yeah. Those little student pranks that pranksters do.
Fair enough.
Look, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 sleeps.
Oh, I've got a heart-shaped chocolate over here.
God. Moving on for chocolate.
Have you got one as well, have you?
Yeah, my dad got a box of chocolates.
Oh, I must have something else.
Okay.
Mr. Robin.
Yes?
How has your week been?
It's been okay, to be quite honest. It's been mostly quite tame. A mixture of sort of heading back to university.
Finishing university for this term again.
It's basically just handing assignments and whatnot. That's basically been my week. How about you, Yama? Oh no, we already gone to you.
I was so stressed on Monday when we were supposed to head in the got a chocolate in my mouth. The assignments, because I wanted to burn a data disk, but I burned it on a Mac, so you know how Macs are. It didn't work.
For anyone who's listening and wondering what the fuck we're talking about, we all attend a university, and of course we have assignments to hand in like everyone else.
Yeah.
And one of the things we have to do, because we do a radio production course, and some of it is very sort of hands-on production-y task. So for stuff like that, we need to burn it onto a disk.
Which I am trying to do in a minute.
Yeah, because you got an extension, haven't you?
Yep.
When does your extension run out?
Is that Monday?
Alright,
so
apparently that doesn't count because it's Christmas Eve, so.
Yeah, so you have to hand it in before then. Yeah. Actually, today.
Yep.
That would help.
You still have 5 hours left? Mm-hmm. No, not 5.
8 o'clock, but knowing what it's like.
4 hours, yeah.
Knowing what's like, the security guard will lock up because he wants to go home early. So, yeah.
I know, they're a bunch of twats, aren't they, security guards?
What time is it leaving?
You can't call the University of Gloucestershire security guards twats on a fucking podcast.
Well, we didn't say what university we were on until you said University
you
of Gloucestershire.
You idiot. You just ruined it, Johnny.
If you look on the podcast page, which is...
Technically, they are G4S staff, so they're not...
Oh, that's all right, then. They change every so often, don't they? No, I actually enjoy the security guards, certain security guards.
You enjoy the security guards?
Yeah, I enjoy them.
Oh, okay. So so you enjoy it so much, have you been sort of bending over, you know, enjoying it?
With your red stick.
I just enjoyed the chocolate. That doesn't mean I was going to have sex
Whoa, that's too much information, my friend.
You just started saying, oh, bending over, right? It's the same thing. I'm not going to have sex with a chocolate. I enjoyed it, okay?
Well, this is slightly getting racist.
You've brought race up. Now what's wrong?
We like to distance ourselves from these comments.
What am I saying that's like so racist? I've not said anything.
Let's move it on.
I enjoyed
Moving on.
Listen,
Johnny, shut up.
I enjoyed the security guards because some of them are quite funny. Some of them are alright, some of them quite friendly. That's what I mean, okay? There.
Moving on. Anyway, guys, do you know it's Christmas coming up?
No. Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't have guessed. It sneaks up on you. But anyway, Christmas is coming up. So what are you guys doing for Christmas?
I'm going to sleep on the streets like a tramp. No, I'm not.
Quite a good way of doing it.
I'm having my baby rhubarb, who's not a baby anymore, she's 5, coming over to stay with me at my dad's.
Oh, cool.
What about you, Mr... let's go for Yama this time. Where is he gone?
I'm going to visit...
Who?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can still
hear you. Everything's going crazy. Sorry. Okay, world. It's just me and you right now.
Hello.
Robin and Yama seem to be... unless it's me. Someone's gone crazy. Hello, guys. We didn't really consider this. Hello. We didn't consider this during the thing.
What is wrong with the internet?
Is the world ending now? Is that what the problem is?
I can hear
hear Yama and Robin all glitchy. The world's ending. Hello. I can't hear you properly now. I'm just filling in the gaps of my brain to figure out what you're saying.
Anything I can... Johnny sounds a bit like a robot to me.
Yeah, can you hear...
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's all working out. Anyway, we apologise for that, ladies and gentlemen.
That was the comet going past.
Yeah, we're recording over Skype.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Well, actually, that's the first time it's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe it's at the end.
Yeah.
This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Riders on a scar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I'm visiting friends and family over Christmas.
Oh, cool. You mentioned...
Sorry?
You mentioned something about going to Germany.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to Germany this weekend to visit my dad's wife because she has an apartment over there because she's working for Lufthansa. And she's flying back from somewhere in America tomorrow. So we're just going to go there and visit her, and then she'll be coming back to the Netherlands, the Low Countries, on Sunday.
That general family affair. Not particularly fantastic in that regard.
Sorry.
Thank you for that, Johnny.
No worries.
Okay.
Hello.
Has Robin gone?
We are.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so guys, we all know Christmas crackers, those annoying little buggers that we have to crack every year.
That's why they're called Christmas crackers.
Yep. Anyway, do you know those terrible jokes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Yahoo.com. Because Yahoo, the fantastic news organisation they are, sarcasm, decided to round up the top 10 Christmas cracker jokes.
Okay.
So shall we hear them then?
Yeah. Okay. Number 10.
All right, number 10. We'll go for number 10. Okay. Number 10. Why couldn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party?
Don't know.
He had nobody to go with. It's terrible.
Chuckle.
So just do a fake laugh.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Anyway. Number 9. What do you call a train loaded with toffee?
Toffee train.
What do you call a train loaded with toffee?
Oh, a toffer.
No. Shall I reveal it?
Go on, then.
Yeah.
A choo-choo train.
Yeah, okay.
That is terrible.
Can you do a joke or laugh?
No, I can't.
That isn't very good. Carry on.
Number 8. What do witches use to wrap their presents? What do witches use to wrap their presents?
Witchy paper.
Children's skin.
What?
I don't know.
How would they come around getting it? Hello, madam. Just come to get your child's skin off.
Exactly. Because they eat children, the witches, don't they?
That is just wonderfully dark. Suddenly, that is not the answer. The answer is fellow tape.
What?
Fellow tape.
Okay.
Number seven. Oh, sorry. There you go on, Yama.
No.
Carry on.
Number seven. What's brown and creeps around the house?
A walking turd.
Cat.
My spices.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six. What do you give a dog for Christmas?
I don't know. A tennis ball.
Bone.
You're halfway there, Johnny.
A telling bone.
A mobile bone.
What?
Yeah.
Alright. Number five.
Yeah, number five.
What does Father Christmas do when his elves misbehave? What does Father
Christmas do? Okay.
You've been a naughty elf. Get down on your knees. Put your pants on your head.
Doesn't the elf say that?
Bend over. You've been a naughty elf.
Oh. Okay.
Naughty elves get whipped. Sorry.
Whipped cream.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What does Father Christmas do when his elves misbehave? He gives them the sack.
Right.
Number four.
What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar? What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar?
He got a date.
He was run over by a truck.
No.
He was forced to give blowjobs.
To truck drivers.
Yeah. Oh, God. No. He's got 25 days. Yeah.
Some calendars don't even have 25 days, they only have 24.
Who makes these jokes?
A Christmas cracker, people.
Yeah.
They should get us to write it.
You know what?
Just imagine that coming out at Christmas dinner. What do witches use to wrap up Christmas presents? Children's skin.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, number three. What do you call two happy mushrooms?
It's
champions.
I had an idea. It was I know what it is, but I can't remember what it's called.
Okay, so you're saying
two fun guys.
Yeah, that's fun guys. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Number two, what did Cinderella say when her photo didn't appear on time? What did Cinderella say when her photos didn't appear on time?
Where's my photos, dickhead?
Oh, quite.
Went to Kodak.
Cinderella, is that Cinderella with the shoe?
That's it.
Bat you on my head with my shoe. For getting my photos.
So what did you say again? What did Cinderella say?
When her photos didn't arrive on time.
I've got till tomorrow morning or tonight, whatever.
Isn't that what kind of joke would that be? Okay, so you have all the setup, and then you have the punchline. It's like, I just wait for tomorrow.
No, because isn't that with the shoe, with her dress? She's got till midnight or something.
That's a bit clever, but still not funny.
Is it not, I've got all night?
Yeah. Okay, the punchline is, one day my prince will come. One day my prince will come.
No.
Ba-do-tsh.
Yeah, it's real. They're Christmas trackers jokes. They're supposed to be crap. Anyway,
there is Christmas crappers. That's a better name.
There you go, yeah. Christmas crappers. Anyway, our number one Christmas crappers jokes are the best one. The one that people think is so fantastic. Where does Father Christmas go to recover after Christmas? Where do Father Christmas go to recover after?
The Bahamas.
No, but probably that's what I would.
The lap dance place?
Oh, God, that's a horrible image.
The Lapland Dance Club.
Lapland. That's got to be a lap dance.
Yeah. Thing. A Christmas-based sex club.
Santa Banta.
Strip club probably be better.
Santa Banta.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good name.
Anyway, the answer is an elf farm.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, to be honest, Christmas crackers are supposed to be bad jokes anyway.
Well, they were very bad, so...
Yeah.
That means that they're good Christmas crackers, aren't
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, I'm just reading an article on the BBC News website.
Cool.
Early death more likely in solo artists.
Okay. Elaborate.
So this is from the BBC News website. Successful solo artists are twice as likely to die early compared to those in bands, the journal BMJ Open reports. The study looked at the careers of 1,400 European and North American rock and pop stars who were famous between 1956 and 2006.
Okay.
The chances of a European solo artist dying young was 1 in 10, but for those from North America it was twice as likely.
Hmm.
I wonder why that is, then. Is it because if you're doing all the crazy shit as a solo artist, you always have your band to sort of look out for you?
Oh, no. This is in the article as well. Honey Lancaster James, a psychologist who specialises in celebrity behaviour. Mm-hmm. How are you going to explain that? I'm a psychologist. No, anyway, never mind.
I'm a psychologist who specializes in celebrity behavior.
Celebrity behavior? For the Sun or the Daily Mail.
Exactly. I wasted so much time doing psychology just to look at celebrities.
Why on earth is our celebrity psychologist Australia?
Why does it sound like Tony Blackburn?
Yeah, that's a good question, exactly. Actually. Okay, so Tony Blackburn, the celebrity psychologist.
Yeah, he believes the support of a band may be protective.
Okay,
so it's a she.
Oh, she. Oh, God. Okay.
Tony, spell of I.
So it's basically what I said then. You have your band to look out for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's conclusive. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I want to become a musician, join a band. Don't go solo. So Ed Sheeran, unfortunately, he's going to end up with a mountain of blow stuck up his nose.
Isn't there the club for the 27 Club? Is it the 27 Club?
The 27 Club?
Yeah, that's all artists that died before they were aged 27.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, is it the 27 Club?
Who would be in this who would be in the club then? Hendrix would be in there.
Yeah, the
27 Club, as it's called. This is from Wikipedia. Is a term used to refer to popular musicians who have died at the age of 27. So that's Robert Johnson, Brian Jones, Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse.
Cool. Mm.
That'd be a good band, wouldn't it, all them?
Yeah, in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What would they be called?
I wonder if there's a thing we can figure out.
Just 27, the Club 27 or something.
No, you can't have that. You have to have a proper name. Puffin' the Bloodshots. There we go.
Puffing bloodshots.
Bloodshots, yeah, bloodshot eyes.
I'm trying to see, I'm on Wikipedians and there's like some more on there.
Okay,
the random article thing.
Oh god, that's
Pisolin. Pisolin or Pisolin? Pisolin?
I think Pisolin sounds like a.
Yeah. Piss all in.
Jim Morrison died.
Kirikou and the Wild Beasts.
Cool.
Or maybe you could just take one of their names and give the rest of them a thingy, like Kurt Cobain and the Angels.
From heaven.
Yeah.
Nah, sounds like a crap name.
This could be heaven.
This could be heaven for everyone.
In those days.
This is all good.
That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't know much of it.
Hi guys.
Hi.
When was the last time you heard a proper Christmas song? And I mean coming out recently.
Coldplay.
What song was that?
Doesn't feel like Christmas at all.
When was that released?
A couple of years ago.
Alright, what I mean is one that came out recently.
Well, I'm head of music at Tone, so I've got a few.
Oh, do you? Okay, what you got?
There was one that came. Well, actually, the thing is, they came in just as term finished. Sorry, I laid down. I'm going to sit back up again. I got them just as term finished, and I've not put them on the system because I've not had any time. So I've not even listened to them at the moment. But okay, there's a couple. I put one on the system the other week, which came through, which was something like I Don't Want It to Be Christmas or something like that.
I was about to say, because I haven't heard one in ages.
Yeah.
Not a new one. I mean, because, let's face it, for the last couple of years, what's been the Christmas number one song? It's been The X Factor. And they're about as Christmassy as Scrooge is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get annoyed with Christmas songs, actually. I get very annoyed.
Yeah, you don't like them, do you?
No, only because it's always the same ones over and over again. I wouldn't mind it so much if they came out with a, you know, the odd, like, new one.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They just come out with all sorts of old shit.
But doesn't that go back to what I was saying? There's not really many people making them. And the people who are making them are the people who don't get noticed.
Yeah.
But isn't it because there are good Christmas songs already?
Yeah, that's debatable, though, because I really don't think.
Maybe everything's been done before.
I don't know. I still think there's ground to be covered somewhere.
Yeah. The other thing as well is that, like in this country, if you look at Radio 1,
mm-hmm.
why are Radio 1 banning Robbie Williams but playing songs that are as old as him?
Yeah, but that's because it's Christmas, isn't it?
But if Radio 1 are all about new talent, I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. If they're all about new talent and all that kind of stuff, then why are they playing the same old Christmas songs over and over again? These songs became big for a reason in the first place. I mean, like, it kind of makes me wonder what Christmas songs sounded like before the 1970s.
Well, Louis Armstrong made a Christmas song, and Frank Sinatra. Mm. So, yeah.
I mean, they're mostly not. They're not up and they're not really actively songs though, like Slade and whatever.
I know the last song, the last new Christmas song, Christmas Time by The Darkness.
Mm.
But that's from 2006, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a couple of years ago. Are you still there, Robin?
I'm still here. I was just checking on the stream.
Oh, okay. I just get really annoyed because I know there is Christmas songs out there. I mean, like, the other thing as well is that loads of there's loads of covers. I like it when artists cover old Christmas songs.
Yes and no, because I get a bit frustrated with the covers.
Yeah.
Because you're not, at a certain point, you could just say, why don't we just make a fucking song? How hard can it be? Oh, okay, here's a task. Okay, Yama, no, Johnny, lay down a beat.
I could actually lay down a beat right now.
Lay down a beat.
Oh, actually, no, I couldn't. I've got to plug in my M-box and stuff. Don't worry about it.
Well, fuck it, lay down a beat, man. Okay, Yama, sing.
I can't sing. I'll try. I'll just try it. Christmas with Robin.
Christmas.
What does my beat ever matter anyway? You're not even sticking to it.
I There's a phone ringing in the background.
Hello?
I heard a phone ringing in the background. One of your places.
It's not my end.
It's not my end.
Oh.
For your end. Anyway, who cares?
It's been mystical phone.
This is bad radio right now. As if we ever crossed the line to becoming good radio. Yeah. No, but the point is, it's easy to do it. I mean, it's Christmas time. Go kill a reindeer. See, there you go, song.
Yeah. Indeed.
But
I mean, like, there is a couple of Christmas songs that are still around from, like, well, that have been around for a while that I don't mind still. Like, Christmas Wrapping. The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping. That's all right.
Oh, yeah. There should be a Christmas rap song.
There is. Curtis
Yo.
Blow.
Is there?
It's Christmas. Want to mean something like that?
Look for Curtis Blow. It's from the 80s, though, but yeah.
Done by the Sugar Hill Gang. Christmas song done by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Mm. Why am I not surprised?
Doom, doom, doom. Christmas. C-H-I-I-T. No, I-S-T-M-A-S.
That's impressive. I give you credit for that, man. That is good. That is good. But no, it can't be that hard. This is my challenge. Someone make a Christmas song.
Hang on, it'll be C-R-I-S-T to the A to the M-A-S. Yeah.
C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S.
Or A to the S.
I said it. X-M-A-S. Yeah.
X to the E to... X to the... Yeah. X to the M to the A to the S. Xmas is the greatest. There you go.
Yay.
Sorted. We've done it. So if we can do it, a proper artist can do it as well.
Yep.
Not hard.
Indeedy.
Did you... I was just wondering, what do you guys remember from last year, from 2012?
Ooh, God. What do you mean, personally, or what's gone on?
Yeah, or in general.
Well, to me, I guess one of the standout things has been the festivals.
Yeah.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are part of a student radio team, and we do some festivals in the local area. And one of them was, Two Thousand Trees. Well, it was really good, although I really didn't like waking up in mud.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not appreciate that. I loved the bands, I loved talking to them, but hated the mud. Couldn't stand that.
Yeah, I enjoy myself in the tent with Dan Ashford.
Whoa!
That sounds a bit dodgy.
Well, you what? Oh my God! What do I have to say to be like completely innocent about shit? Right? Okay.
There's nothing you could say, my dear.
I stayed.
You can't say.
Did you call
me
my dear?
I had a nice time with Dan Ashford in a tent either.
Well, it was all right. I mean, like, you know. What?
No, at this point in time, I got that C for Brokeback Mountain stuck in my head.
What? Oh my God.
I think someone should be apologising to Taz right now.
I was going to say, she's got to be allowed to slap you now. Oh, someone's...
What, the ones in the tent?
So, yeah, you enjoyed the festival.
And that, Ashford.
Sorry, yeah, I had a message. Yeah, I enjoyed the festival. It was just like I didn't have to live in squalor in all of this mud that you had to endure inside your tent.
Yeah, how the hell it got inside my tent, I don't.
I know how it got inside your tent. Maybe it had something to do with that the mud was aiming the way that your tent was.
Exactly.
Opposite, you know. Yeah.
It might have been. Oh, fair enough.
In your defence, what?
In my defence, I have nothing in my defence, actually. But I did enjoy it, though. I did enjoy the night today. It's just the nights I couldn't stand.
Yeah. Mm.
See, I didn't mind. I actually liked 2000 Trees better than what I did Witchwood. I wasn't pleased about that one.
Well, what was wrong with Witchwood? Witchwood's another festival we went was more folky based.
Yeah. See, I yeah, I don't know what it was. I just didn't like it as good. I was in a bit of a weird mood then anyway.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. I think it's just my weird mood that I was in. I didn't enjoy it probably as much as I should have done. Although I like the headphone disco.
Oh, that was so nice. Such a fun time.
That was the first time we all experienced it as well, wasn't it?
It was fun the first time. Then I got drunk and made an idiot of myself.
I can't remember that. What did you do then?
Really bad dancing.
Everybody else was really bad dancing as well, so...
Yeah, exactly. I'm the worst dancer in the world, Robin.
I was trying to show off, and I nearly fell over, so...
Didn't you talk to that woman as well?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we found her phone. Yeah, we found her phone.
Yeah.
You found her
tell
phone...
Tell the story from the beginning so our listeners can, I know, be on the same page as us.
Okay, I was having a wee... And then,
best place to start a story, but okay.
Yeah, I went to the toilet and just as I'm weeing, I seen this light on the floor. I was like, "What's this doing here?" So I looked at it, and it was a phone ringing. So I looked at it, and there was and I answered it after I'd finished my wee. Of course, that would have been
yeah.
So yeah, I spoke to them on the phone, and they said, "Oh, you've got my iPhone." I said, "Yeah, I found it on the floor of the toilet." So we met the woman whose phone it was, and she offered me a drink, and I said, it's fine, I'm with my two friends. And then she offered you two a drink.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
It was really nice, yeah.
And I think her friend was like, well, why are you spending so much on them? And she's like, if I didn't have my phone back, I'd have to spend a lot more than like a couple of quid on drinks, so
yeah.
Then there was the bad dance on my part, because for some reason my drink out of mind, I thought dancing was a great way to impress a girl who I've never met who was across the room.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was to do with a girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh yeah, I remember that man.
The problem with this with me is for some reason
showing off Robin.
The best of me and the worst of me come out when I'm drinking. my best written work. I mean, I got a whole tribute to Christopher Hitchens I wrote for his anniversary of his death.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days ago, I wrote that completely pissed, and I think that's probably some of the best writing I ever done. But when I was completely pissed, I was trying to impress this girl across the room. Actually, probably give me that look what's all saying, you're just creepy, but still. Oh, that didn't go well.
Yeah.
Mm. Note to this is my advice to anyone listening. That is not a good way to impress a girl, honestly. It never goes well.
Well, I did my dancing and I impressed a girl.
Oh, yeah, that woman, you mean? With the red hair.
Yeah, the woman.
I don't think I heard about this.
No, you were. I think you were too pissed, maybe.
Yeah.
Or too drunk. Robin. Or maybe you were getting a drink or something. I can't remember.
Okay, so what were you doing then?
Well, I was just doing my dancing, and like I had it on the channel which had all of the rave and stuff on it, and and all of the classic dance music, and I was just dancing along to it. And this woman, I think she must have been like 10 years older than me or something.
I think
by looking at it in retrospect, she's about 10 years older. And yeah, I was just dancing away, and she noticed my dancing, and she said it was really cool, and we shook each other's hand, and then, don't make a thing out of that. And then, and then we just carried on dancing, and kind of that was about it, really.
Okay.
We probably could have gone like further with it, but like.
Well, you slept in a tent with Robin at the time, so
yeah.
Don't make a thing out of that.
I enjoyed having a I enjoyed sleeping in the same tent as Robin.
You had to take her in the tent inside the tent.
He's gone quiet. He's not happy.
It all backfired on me.
So that was one of the best festivals I've ever been.
Well,
which one of the things I've ever done.
I think next time I'll stay sober and not try to impress a girl who I've never met, who I never even consider talking to me in the first place by dancing.
Well, I didn't find anyone. You found someone.
Well, I'll tell you an effective way that would have been good.
Oh God!
Is it gonna be- No, it's very simple. It's not even a joke one. I don't think it is anyway. I was just going to say what would have been easier. You would have got more attention from that girl if you'd actually just walked up to her and said, "Hi, I'm Robin."
You see how drunk I am.
Hi, I'm Robin. I am drunk. But
you know that would have not ended well.
She was probably drunk too.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to worry about.
Okay. You know, all right. Where was I going to go with this?
Speechless.
Pretty much. Oh no, but that's a whole episode I'd just like to forget if I possibly can.
Anyway, if you did go up to her and say, "Hi, I'm Robin, I'm drunk," and she says, "Hey, I'm Robin and I'm drunk as well."
And so then, both on the same names. That'd be creepy.
So we'll be drunk together then.
That would have been a romantic story.
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
Yeah, it would.
No, it wouldn't be a romantic story. It'd be a horrendous story. What the fuck are you on about?
Well, how did you... Well, we were both drunk and...
Yeah, you could have been in there straight away.
Yeah.
No, you know what would have happened? I would have took...
You would have married her and...
Oh, for God's sake.
It would have talked to her about getting married and she'd be like, "This is going way too quick. I've only known you for 2 minutes."
No, it's your point. Say, "Get away from me or call the police."
You could have just walked up to her and gone, "Do you know what? I've got a big tongue."
Yeah, that would have made it. You would have impressed. Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus Lord,
that would have impressed her.
Yeah, you just go, "Hey, baby, how are you doing? Yeah, do you want a drink? Black stuff that everyone else has?"
Hey, baby, Jesus Lord, mercy. I cannot say that. That's brutal to the English language, my friend.
Well, what about hey, girl?
The last time I chatted up a girl went so horrendous because I got drunk and I started quoting Shakespeare.
Was that the chlamydia eye girl?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Explain that, Johnny.
No, that's another friend of mine. Look, we're not going there.
Okay.
Yeah, that was another friend of mine.
Okay.
We talked about that in one of our podcasts.
Yeah, and I got a bit of shit about that as well.
Oh, okay.
Really? Oh.
No, someone else heard it. I thought it was someone else.
Oh.
Because what happened is, I lied slightly during the story to protect that person's identity.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the facts are true, it's just some of the retelling of it is deliberately false, for obvious reasons.
Okay.
And the problem is, half a dozen other people think that it's different people now, which is rather awkward.
Hmm.
So, yeah, so the less we talk about that story, the better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, God, no, this was going back a few years ago.
Do you guys remember the Glastonbury Festival we did as well? The French-themed festival?
Glastonbury. That was fun.
Yeah.
That's going back. We work on a student radio station called Tone Radio. We do a show called In the Dark. Same name of the podcast, by the way. And basically what happened is Tone Radio does a mini festival, at a pub called...
To raise money, yeah. It's called...
Glastonbury, and it's at a little pub called Frog and Fiddle.
Yeah, exactly.
It was French theme, so we did some really bad French accents and riddles.
And we had some berets on as well.
Oh yeah, it's very funny. I think the picture's still up on the website.
It's still on the Tone Radio website. Tone
Radio.
It's nearly a year.
Yeah. No, do you guys remember that American bloke as well?
Yeah, I thought we were comedians. Like,
thought we were comedians, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I know we've sort of been through this argument many times ourselves in private, but I just don't think of me as a comedian. I'm an entertainer. That's what I view myself as.
But surely it's not an entertainer, somebody who goes to things like nightclubs and sings like Pet Shop Boys songs.
What?
That's what they do, isn't it? Where it's the streets have no names.
That is not a Pet Shop Boys
Pet
song.
Shop Boys version I'm singing.
I just want to say that's a U2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That not that any better.
The Pet Shop Boy version.
Oh, God, that's horrible, the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop it.
I love you,
baby, and if it's quite alright, I need you, baby.
Anyway, so back to the show. So any other memories of 2012 before
the opening ceremony of the Olympics? That was fantastic.
Impressive. Yes, I was always quite a naysayer when it came to the Olympics, and that shut me up.
That was very good, the opening ceremony. I liked one of the things I liked the most in the opening ceremony was that the actual Queen Elizabeth was in the opening ceremony.
Yeah, she did.
It was really fun with Bond. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Although I'm still confused, why on earth there was that music from The Exorcist in there?
Goldfield, Tubular Bells, isn't it? That's British music.
Yeah, but it made no sense because the problem is people like me are going to associate it with The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that tweet from Dara O'Brien?
No, I didn't.
I'll look it up. I retweeted it on my Twitter page.
CrazyDutchman.uk at Twitter.
That's CrazyDutchman.uk, yeah. As I'm trying to find it.
You'd have thought that somebody else might have already had that Twitter name.
Yeah. No, apparently not.
No, you
ow.
Come on, work.
Yeah, you just gonna work.
I got some new headphones, by the way, they're really nice.
Oh, cool.
What pair of headphones did you buy?
I bought without trying to advertise. Goji headphones. They've got Tinty Strider written all over them.
So all your Tinchy Strider fans, well, you know what to get now.
I thought it was quite shit actually at our whatchamacallit.
Yeah, Freshers he did a little there. Yeah, he did all the first year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They've missed this is the Dara O'Brien tweet. At okay. Dara O'Brien. They've missed a trick with Mike Oldfield by not having one of the children possessed by the
Exactly. Oh. Have the head go around 360 degrees and projectile vomit into the crowd.
Yeah. That would be another... Oh, we're going back into the Olympics again, but that would be another contest that they could have.
Well, you think about entering that one?
Which girl could projectile vomit green pea soup the furthest?
Why girls? Why can't we have a gender neutral event? Why can't we have men and women?
Well, boys can have a different one.
Don't know. Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know what one though.
Yeah.
It's just that it was a girl in The Exorcist, so.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Apparently, so they had to get that voice it was a woman who did The Exorcist voice. And they had to get her to smoke and drink lots of whiskey in order for her to have that voice.
Bloody hell.
Well, you wouldn't mind that, Robin.
I like whiskey. The whiskey part, but yeah. Well, not so much the smoking.
I think it was smoking like cigars as well.
On second thought, sign me up.
I suppose you could get the same effect if you like, if he was very cold, like if he had a cold.
Yeah. So what else do you guys remember from 2012?
Not much, really. It hasn't really been an interesting year.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Sorry. Okay, let's... All right, we got 5 minutes left of the show.
Have we?
Let's, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with, what are you looking forward to for 2013?
I'm looking forward to the second semester of uni.
Okay.
Doing some stuff, and... I wouldn't know. I'd like to do some work experience in 2013.
Same here. How about you, John?
Apart from that, not much really.
Okay, how about you, Johnny?
Well, first off, I'm looking forward to having Ruby even like next week, or tomorrow, in fact. Picking up tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And I don't know what's happening on New Year's Eve. This is a plug. Yes, this is a plug for anybody who would like my services or who would just like to spend the company of me of New Year's. There we go. So yeah, other than New Year's, I have got nothing else going on. And then yeah, next year, I don't know.
Okay.
I want to get work. Here's
to
money.
I want to get work as well.
Yeah, here's to money, making money out of shit. And yeah, we'll see about that when it happens.
Okay, as for myself, the usual drink, eat, love, nonsense.
Love, who cares?
I want to get back into writing big time, so I'm gonna try to get my blogs working eventually. And apart from that, no, normal stuff. So
love ruins everything.
Shut up. Anyway, all right, 3 minutes left. Watch out. All right, guys, if we have anything to pimp, pimp it now.
Well, I know this girl who needs some money.
Jesus Christ, not like that, you idiot.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Websites, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, I was going to say about my mum. Okay, all you have to do, if you want to get, you didn't even get that joke, did you?
Yeah, I got it, but never mind.
If you want to go and check out our other podcasts, then why not have a look at radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD.
Okay, you can listen to the In the Dark podcast on iTunes. Just type in the Dark in iTunes and search for it on there.
Have you found it?
Yeah, I can find it on there.
It is on iTunes, yeah. Or you can listen to us via Tone Radio from the 16th of January.
Yep.
From 6 to 8 on toneradiolive.co.uk.
You can follow all updates to do with In the Dark on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/toneradiointhedark.
No, it's Three Cretins now. We have to rename it again.
All right, how about the Twitter?
Tweet us at our secret place thing that you can get us on, which is tweet us at what's that? Yay!
And of course, another good way of keeping in contact is our personal Twitter pages, which is Johnny.
At Jonkable.
Yeah, I'm
at Greater Dutchman UK.
And for myself, at rock'n'roll_Robin. Okay, that's all we have time for today, so I hope you had fun listening in. We don't know, I don't know. I like the idea of doing this again, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, so, sometime.
Yeah, sometime. So keep it, look out for the stuff we talked about before.
Yeah.
And any information for another broadcast will be on there.
This podcast will probably go straight up on iTunes. Maybe like the end of the day.
If you want to listen to our Tone Radio shows, you can go to mixcloud.com/InTheDark.
Okay, so until then, goodbye. And Johnny, can you please take us off stream?
Okay, bye. Keep it safe.
Bye.
The In the Dark podcast was directed by Robin Smith and Jelmer Lelyveld. It was produced and edited by Johnny Robinson. The In the Dark podcast is a Radio Shock Media production.